country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Trump Phenomenon. Here on December 2nd, 2019. I'm your host, James Kelso, coming to you from the little visited state of North Dakota via the good offices of the much visited state, Texas, the great sprawling metropolis and the gleaming, many, many storied stainless steel and glass tower of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Lavishly financed by you. Yes, you patriots out there keep sending all that moolah in. If you are listening to this show, help fund it. If you're not listening, then don't. How about that? That's our deal. And of course, that's the model. Mike Rivero mentions it in the promo piece for RBN. And by the way, if you're listening on some other network or channel of Patriot Communication, well, support that as well. Mike Rivero correctly points out that a model that will work for funding our Patriot Act is direct contribution. It works for Minnesota Public Radio, which I listen to all the time up here in North Dakota, right across the river from us. It works for PBS, and it's been very successful. The people who listen support it, and you know, you've seen many other such activities. It doesn't end run. That form of financing doesn't end run around the left's ability to choke off things like PayPal or credit cards. Advertising. The left is able to choke these things off, but you, right there, sitting there, listening to this and all the other Patriot shows you enjoy and that inform you and help organize you and mobilize you and give you a good feeling about all of this. You have the power right there with a 50-cent stamp and an envelope and your checkbook. You can make it all happen. Or other forms of contribution, go to republicbroadcasting.org and you'll see how you can get in on the fun. Well, what do we do on this show? We cover the Trump phenomenon. And yes, the phenomenon is at it again, as he is every day. He's in London, he's in Europe, he's at the NATO summit. While the demon rats, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and crazy Nancy Nervous Pelosi are running their impeachment scam. And I'm liking what I see. I know you are too. So we can talk about it. You're welcome to join at 800-313-9443 to share your enthusiasm about the best thing that's happened to us patriots in all of our lifetimes, which is the advent of Donald Trump. It's wonderful. The, you know, and, well, let's go right to the man himself. Let me bring that up, and let me bring up my caller board. When you call into the Republic Broadcasting Network, you're talking to a switchboard operator, an engineer, actually. Let me give him more credit there. These are not, we do not have a situation where operators are waiting to take your call. This is not the Jerry Lewis telephone. These are engineers. And very capable ones, I might add, more capable than this radio show host. I'm just good at flapping my lips and talking over you. So don't let me do that. You can call in at 800-313-9443. You'll talk to a very capable engineer. Then you'll get switched over to me. And we can talk about the Trump phenomenon. I got a phone call. I hope he's listening right now. Chris from Hawaii called me. Yes, you called me on my private line. It's really private, folks. I don't know. A very select group of people have my phone number at 701-317-5317. Don't tell anybody. Shh. Very exclusive number. But Chris in Hawaii called me on that number. And in case you missed it, 701-317-5317. I love talking with you listeners out there. So many of you are sharper than I am. I love the callers who do a better job of pinpointing the news and the salient point better than I. Gee, what a privilege it is to sit in and take your calls. Let's go here to, let us go to Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is, and see what he's up to right now. What time is it in London right now? It's bedtime, but there's no bedtime for Donald Trump. Let's see what he's up to. He's got a tweet. What is he doing here? What are these tweets I'm seeing here? Is this really? No, this isn't Donald Trump. Come on, Twitter. You can do better than this. Oh, that was pathetic. Twitter didn't take me to Donald Trump. Let's try again, Twitter. This looks better. Boy, that Twitter homepage looks stupid. All right, now we're talking 67.2 million followers for Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. And he posts 2 hours ago. Oh, I love this one. He's posting about, he calls him now Mini Mike Bloomberg. Apparently he is a diminutive of stature. I don't know how tall he actually is. I'm not going to be hard on the guy. I'm not a real tall guy myself. But the Mini Mike Bloomberg, I like that handle, has instructed his third-rate news organization not to investigate him or any Democrat, but to go after President Trump only. The failing New York Times thinks that's okay, because their hatred and bias is so great they can't even see straight. And then the president writes, it's not okay. Oh, you can't make this stuff up. It's straight out of the Twilight Zone. I love Mini Mike Bloomberg. I love that. And I think that should refer to the size of his brain. Maybe his conscience. Folks, I just saw a clip on Tucker Carlson of Mini Mike Bloomberg saying that Xi Jinping, the dictator of communist red China, he said he's not a dictator. Yeah, that's a quote from Mini Mike. He's not a dictator. And even the left-wing liberal interviewer, she couldn't. She kind of gagged on that. He's not? She said. And then Mini Mike had to, you know, stuck to his guns. Oh, wait a minute. He's for gun confiscation. He kept coming with Xi Jinping is a, well, wait a minute. Mini Mike Bloomberg's bodyguards are all very heavily armed and numerous, too. And his walls are tall. And his gates are electrified. I mean, to have a candidate like that. Now, remember, Mini Mike Bloomberg is echoing creepy, sleepy, slow Joe Biden, who also said, "What?" I try to get the flavor of that quote from Joe Biden. He said, "It was something." He kind of went like this. Somebody said Red China was a threat, and he goes, "Oh, come on. China's not a threat to us." Oh, what a $1.5 billion will do to your integrity. That's the amount that Sleepy Joe secured for his womanizing, drug-toking loser, bribery, extortion racket son, Hunter. I mean, come on. As I said, a producer, even a Hollywood producer, if offered what's really happening right now as a fantasy script for a sci-fi Hollywood movie, would fire the writers coming up with what's really happening, because it's too ridiculous to make even a science fiction movie out of it. Even Rod Serling would reject it as a script for Twilight Zone. Wherever he is now, smoking away, puffing away on his Camels or Marlboros, whatever he was smoking there on TV back when it was okay to do that. How did he say that? Those of you that are old enough to remember, what did he say? You're now entering another time and place and dimension, the Twilight Zone. Well, we've all fully entered the Twilight Zone. Let's take another look at the president here. He says, just landed. Let's get up to date with our president. Just landed in the United Kingdom. He tweets this to us 3 hours ago. Heading to London for NATO meetings tomorrow. Stay off of London Bridge, Mr. President. Mayor, what's the mayor's first name there? Khan. Sadiq. Should it be Sadist? Sadist Khan, the mayor of London. The place where it's not safe to go on London Bridge. You'll get murdered by jihadis who have overrun the city and are proceeding to overrun Manchester and Birmingham, kidnapping your daughters, recruiting them for prostitution rings, forcing them into that, plying them with drugs. Ain't a pretty picture in our mother country. We got to care very deeply about what's happening to Britain. Of course, we do. Just landed in the United Kingdom. Prior to landing, I read the Republicans' report on the impeachment hoax. Great job. The radical left has no case. Read the transcripts. Shouldn't even be allowed. Can we go to a Supreme Court to stop? That's kind of the shorthand of Twitter shorthand. I'm inserting other conjunctions and so on. Can we go to the Supreme Court to stop this hoax? And, of course, and I don't think the president actually necessarily even wants to stop it, because it's either way it goes. You know, he says that frequently. He said, well, we'll see. We'll see. That's one of his famous phrases. We'll see. We'll see what happens, he says. And then he follows that with, well, if the Chinese want to negotiate, that's good. If they don't want to negotiate, that's fine too. He'll say that. And I would say he would apply that here. He'd say, well, if we can stop these demon rats from their hoax, that's good. But if we can't stop them and they want to go through with it, hey, that might even be better. That might even be better. And I am of the opinion that it would be better. I would love to see people like Senator Rand Paul take the well in the Senate in an actual hearing, an actual fair hearing, and watch Rand Paul rip the demon rats to little tiny shreds. Here's another tweet from the president 3 hours ago. He says, manufacturers are being held back by the strong dollar, which is being propped up by the ridiculous policies of the Federal Reserve. That's the one headed by Jerome Powell, a good Catholic boy, who is, the president thinks he's an idiot, which has called interest rates and quantitative tightening wrong from the first days, and he says, of Jay Powell. So they've jacked up the interest rates. The president says, stupid. Putting a drag on American growth. And then they've engaged in quantitative tightening, making money, which all these businesses that are booming, all these corporations that are expanding, they need credit and cash to do all that expanding. And if the Federal Reserve is making it harder to get money and raising the interest on it when you do get it, they're putting the brakes on the Trump boom. Then he says the Fed should lower rates. And does Donald Trump know what he's talking about, this exemplary graduate of the Wharton School of Economics and Finance? I am such an egotist. Founded by my cousin, Joseph Wharton, who paid for it and gave his name to it at the University of Pennsylvania, which some people don't realize is an Ivy League school. That's where Donald Trump went to school. Not that he gives a rat's ass about the Ivy League, but he went to a top school and he learned in the school of life, much more importantly. And so he's lecturing Jay Powell, who didn't apparently miss that school. He said the Fed should lower rates. There is almost no inflation. One of the excuses that the bogus Federal Reserve system uses for raising interest rates is to slow down inflation. There is no inflation. And then I'll finish this quote, President. Be right back with this and your calls. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Welcome back, folks.
Somebody said he came.
I'll tell you what, this is a great day of tweets. You know, does the president give us enough material for a one-hour radio show with his tweets alone? More than that, you could do a three-hour radio show every day with nothing as material beyond the president's tweets. They are so amazing. I'm not going to be able to cover the tweets today. You'll have to read the ones I miss for yourself, which many of you probably have already done. Listen to these beautiful tweets. Here's one. Ah, what a sense of humor and genius he is. He says, let me find the one I'm looking for. He's quoting Mike Huckabee. Now, this is not the humorous tweet here. That one's about Lisa Page, the lover of Peter Strzok. Oh, love struck. The This is from Mike Huckabee, who's turning out to be one of the real winners, one of the real patriots, one of the real true Trump lieutenants. Mike Huckabee. He says, when the law and the president, well, it's great, you know, comes from the lips of Mike Huckabee. I heard him say it. I heard him say it on TV a little while ago. That was important, but now it's amplified because the president puts it in his tweet. He's quoting Huckabee. He notices this stuff. He must, you know, he must have had this, you know, in a card file there at his elbow. And he said, I want to highlight this. This is brilliant what Governor Huckabee said. I want to put it before the American people for their contemplation. Here's what he says, Huckabee. When the law enforcers turn out to be the law breakers. Now, who's he talking about? I'll finish the tweet. But who's he talking about? When the law enforcers turn out to be the law breakers. Now, law enforcers, is that Congress? No. They write the laws, they don't enforce them. Mike Huckabee knows this. He's a, you know, former governor. He knows what he's a brilliant man. Law enforcers does not refer to anybody in the legislative branch. It does not refer to anybody in the judicial branch. It refers to the executive branch. Well, who are the law enforcers in the executive branch? Who comes to mind? Who carries the guns in the executive branch? Who carries the handcuffs? Who has their pockets stuffed with arrest warrants? The FBI. Those are the law. That's Mike Huckabee. It's not Kelso talking about him now. It's Mike Huckabee. But Mike Huckabee is going to be saying the same thing I've been saying on this radio show. And I was... my hair stood on end when I heard Mike Huckabee say this. It's very important confirmation considering the source coming from governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee. When the law enforcers turn out to be the law breakers, then we have a totally upended, then we have totally upended the rule of law. Nobody is safe and everybody is in trouble. Our system of government is under attack. Let all that sink in. Huckabee is not, you know, he's not a person prone to hyperbole or flamboyance. He's a real straight shooter. That Governor Huckabee. As is his daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The apple did not fall far from the tree. When the law enforcers turn out to be the law breakers, then we have totally upended the rule of law. Now, notice the verbiage there. He says, he doesn't just say we've upended the rule of law. We have totally upended the rule of law. That sounds pretty serious to me. Totally is a lot. And then he says, who's safe? Nobody. Nobody is safe. This is from a very circumspect man who doesn't exaggerate. And everybody is in trouble. Our system of government is under attack. Well, you know, and that's another way of saying crying out treason. Yeah, Lisa Page today, she's bleating. Oh, you precious little thing. Donald Trump is offending you. Oh, my goodness. So delicate. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
I just counted them up. With 3.5 hours still to go in today, if the president would be, it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in London, with still some hours to go, the president has already posted 37 tweets. And many of them are very personalized. They are obviously his comments. 37 tweets. This is in addition to flying to Europe, to London, to participate in a NATO summit, in addition to having to deal with day one of this week's House impeachment hoax, which he has to field. He has to make many decisions in that matter. How does he do it? Let's go to, one of these tweets is Lisa Page. He's talking about Lisa Page. He says, when Lisa Page, this is 8 hours ago, when Lisa Page, the lover of Peter Strzok, talks about being crushed. Oh, she was crushed. She is such a delicate person. And I'll bet Peter's delicate as well, feelings very hurt by being criticized by the president. This is a woman who set out to destroy Donald Trump by any means, including very felonious, illegal means, treasonous means. Quite happy to commit treason to get rid of Donald Trump. Very delicate. When she talks about being, quote, crushed, unquote, in air quotes from the president, and how innocent she is, ask her to read Peter's insurance policy. That's their phrase. Text to her, just in case Hillary loses. That was the insurance policy. In case Hillary lost, they would invoke the insurance policy, which they did do. And it is treasonous. And it's still ongoing in the impeachment hoax. Also, the president continues, why were the lovers' text messages scrubbed after he left Mueller? And then here's a great one. Where are they, Lisa? And this is an amazing fact, folks. I mean, again, you can't make it up. The producer of a Hollywood epic movie on the subject would say, no, you can't have Robert Mueller deleting after he's given Lisa and Peter's phones. It's simply not believable to any audience that Robert Mueller would delete the messages after he confiscates the phones as part of his so-called investigation. Remember, he was the former head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But remember, it's not the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's the Federal Bureau of Cover-Up and Hit Jobs. Cover-ups for the guilty parties and hit jobs against patriots. And that's what Mike Huckabee is talking about in her opening quote for this show. But where are they, Lisa? They were deleted by Robert Mueller. And these are the sexting messages where they're openly talking about how much they hate Donald Trump and how they'll do anything to get rid of him. Tweets. Let's find you another great one. One thing he's taken up is praising. He's following everything going on, the essential things. So those champions, those patriots out there stepping up to the plate, going on news shows, and supporting the Trump movement, our movement, the Patriot movement, they get regular praise from the president. Today he praises Congressman Ben Klein of Virginia, new name for me. He says, great remarks this morning on the illegitimate impeachment hoax. He understands the do-nothing Democrats very well. Then he says he praises Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, very familiar to us. He says, as usual, Andy Biggs was fantastic. He says he praises today Maria Bartiromo. Boy, does she have a great show on the Fox Business Network. He quotes her. And remember these quotes. How does he get these quotes? He's actually pulling quotes off the air. He's watching his screen and he's actually recording stuff and then getting it transcribed. Here's a great one. He says, Bartiromo, he quotes her, the American people are going to see this for what it is, a political effort by the Democrats, and the president certainly doesn't have to aid in the impeachment effort. That's great. He's making the decision not to participate in Jerry Nadler's kangaroo court. Nice. I think, a nice gesture might be, just throwing this out there, just thinking how it would play. It might make sense for all of the Republicans to go home for Christmas and just say to hell with the Democrats. They won't pass the U.S.-Mexican-Canada trade agreement, which would bring over half a million, probably millions of new jobs to America, hundreds of billions of dollars in new wealth. They won't sign this that has already been signed by Canada. Amazingly, the president got Canada to sign it. Justin Trudeau, not an easy sell there. And then the Mexican president, who can ever remember what the name of the, whatever the current representative of the cartels is in the Mexican executive office. Also, not an easy sell. The president got both of these people to sign a completely reworked trade relationship that's fair to America, scrapping the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. What an accomplishment. And Nervous Nancy and the demon rats in the House, Nervous Nancy, all she has to do with a flick of her wrist, that would all be signed within 10 minutes. She's a lying piece of work. She's hurting America. She hates America. I think the president has said that in one of his speeches. He said they actually hate America. They do hate America. They certainly hate us who love America. So he praises Maria Bartiromo. He quotes Robert Ray on her show, who says the Democrats are getting killed in their home districts for the 2020 election. Nice. He has another quote from Bartiromo. So that's good. Let's get another one here. He says, thank you to the great Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana for the job he did in representing both the Republican Party and myself against Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. And I love this. This is the human part I wanted to relate to you. I love this. What is it? Did he come up with this himself? It's brilliant. For the great job he did against Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd on Meet the Depressed. Oh yes. I like people who call the press the prestitutes. Meet the prestitutes. Because that's exactly what they are. They are very much, for the most cheap type of sale, are they not? Prestitutes like Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. Here's another one. Let's see. He says, come up here. He thanks President Zelensky of Ukraine. He says, thank you to President Zelensky. Case over. The do-nothing Democrats should finally go back to work. And President Zelensky said, the president never asked me for anything that was in any way a form of pressure on me. He says, I never talked to Trump about such a thing. Great. The president writes 12 hours ago, breaking news, the president of Ukraine has just again announced that President Trump has done nothing wrong with respect to Ukraine. And then, this is nice, he said, if the radical left Democrats were sane, which they are not, it would be case over. Nice, isn't it? He's saying the truth. Nancy Pelosi is nuts. Chuck Schumer is nuts. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler. What do all these people have in common? They're sick. And the president has called them that, too. He's used that adjective. He said, these people are sick. And here he says they're not sane. He's got all of that exactly right. By the way, I'm watching the news today. A thought came to me. I said, I better share this on the radio tonight. Many times you will hear, all of us have heard, and this, I'm not criticizing those who say this because I'm going to give it a little peanut gallery critique. They'll say, the Democrats just, what's gone wrong here? The Democrats just can't accept that they lost the election. And that's why they're striking out against Donald Trump. That's where the Trump delusion comes from, Trump delusion syndrome. They just can't get over that they lost the election. Well, I think, here's my little nitpick with that. I think that's too charitable a comment. I don't think that's it. I think it's more sinister than that. I think they see in Donald Trump goodness, patriotism, Americanism, honesty. That's why they hate him. It's not just that they lost the election and they just can't accept that. It wouldn't matter how much they had lost the election. If Trump had won 20 million more votes than they did, if Trump had gotten 5 million less than they did, whether he won by a slim margin or a landslide, they hate us. They hate patriots. And what Donald Trump represents is he's not supposed to be there. Who let this guy in? This guy's not supposed to be here. We don't let people like this into the halls of power. We screen these people out. That's what Peter Strzok's job is as a head of counterintelligence at the FBI. And Lisa Page as the lead attorney for Andy McCabe. Was he the deputy director of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Cover-Up and Hit Jobs? By the way, I was listening, Alex Jones was doing a beautiful job today. I was listening to him on my car radio. He's got a song out there, and it sounds like Alex Jones himself is singing the lyrics. And the lyrics go, it's something to the effect, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And it's done to a hard metal kind of a beat. And orchestration, and I'm wondering, and I thought I heard Alex say something about Robert Mueller and a sweetheart deal for Jeffrey Epstein. So my question here is this: shame on me for not having my date straight. Who was the director of the FBI when Epstein got his sweetheart deal with Alex Costa, the federal prosecutor who took the case over, who hijacked the case from the Florida prosecutor and then let Epstein skate? Was it Mueller? Mueller was the director of the FBI in 2001 on 9/11, 2001. He was the director. He's responsible for that cover-up. So that'd be interesting. What, can we add that to the report card for Robert Mueller, the traitor? Hitman, very famous as being a hitman and a cover-up artist working for the Clintons as cover-up artists. And of course, the Clintons are implicated with Jeffrey Epstein, aren't they, who didn't kill himself. By the way, I also saw something. I'll share this with you. I was walking through the supermarket, and I saw the Globe, one of these, what do you call those newspapers, tabloids. And it said, Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Well, that's a good headline. I like that. But then it said, the Duke of York is implicated. Prince Andrew? The Duke of York is implicated. Wait a minute, folks. And this is something I think. I saw a headline years ago that the CIA has spent billions of dollars, your money, billions, buying up positions in the media. People like Anderson Cooper is a CIA agent. I'll come back with more of this. We'll close the show with this thought. It wasn't Prince Andrew, folks. It's the FBI. Be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and
bridges are falling. We're back, folks. And we're in our last segment, and I haven't lost my train of thought since we last spoke here. By the way, I just noticed during the break that we're number 24 right now on TalkStream Live. which is a website, talkstreamlive.com, which is a great big purveyor of Patriot Radio. We're the number 24 show right now. We might even go up a little higher as we end the show. Of course, we might go lower too, but I've seen us as high as number 11, and I don't look all the time. So we may have even been higher. But here's my point I wanted to make. I saw in the Globe, this tabloid, they're saying the whole idea was to plant the idea on the front page that Prince Andrew murdered Jeffrey Epstein. Give me a break. Give me a break. Prince Andrew, right. Now, I'm telling you, folks, they're smart people at the Globe. These are news people. These aren't dumbasses. They know that Prince Andrew, he's an idiot. You saw his interview. He has no ability to murder Jeffrey Epstein. What does he do? Talk to his contact in the highly secure federal prison in Manhattan and have his hitman go, come on, Prince Andrew. Somebody set them up to do this. Somebody told the Globe, run this story, even though it's ridiculous. Okay, why would somebody want, now remember I mentioned the CIA has bought up positions in media all over, the people like Anderson Cooper are their agents, all over the media. The John Brennan, James Clapper crowd understands that they want their control in the media, as the president has pointed out, these enemies of our people. So I think Jeffrey Epstein was an FBI operation, and I think the FBI killed him. If it wasn't the FBI, maybe the CIA, but is there a difference? Are James Comey and John Brennan joined at the hip and James Clapper? Of course they are. The Duke of York, the Prince Duke of York did not murder Jeffrey Epstein. Who has the, come on, use your brains, folks. Who has the opportunity? Who has the means? Who has the motive? Okay? The Duke of York, get out of here. The FBI has the ability to get into a federal prison with a snap of a finger. They have the ability to cover up the evidence with a snap of the finger. And who scooped up the Jeffrey Epstein tapes and material on Little St. James Island? The FBI. We know this for a fact. What are they doing with it now? What do they do with anything that's important to patriots? They bury it. They buried the collapse of World Trade Center 7 when Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI. They cover up the truth. And who was running Jeffrey Epstein? Where did he get his money? I thought I would mention that. We'll talk about it more. It's important. See you tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.